morning all, and I hope you're all doing great in your life. Today I talk to you and I tell you a story. Was I scared or scarred? I took it to be a motivation, but how many can? I'd want to have your reaction. I'm going to start the story now. It is barely 2 months ever since I had started to visit a gym that we planned to go to Goa. Now, as I was weighing 80 to 85 kgs for the past 8 years, 2 months was too short a time to start shaping up. Nonetheless, I was hopeful I'll start to see the better side soon. We were traveling by train as we wanted the kids to see the nature, which is in abundance en route. We boarded the taxis and reached Ronald's at Wagha. March is the time when beaches would not be as crowded as they would otherwise be. Now, Goa is known for its nightlife all year round. But with kids, you can't go club hopping at night, and I was never a nocturnal animal either. So after the whole day of city and beach trotting on the bikes, we all had an early night. I dozed off even before the kids. When I woke up in the morning, it was pitch dark, though it was 5 in the morning. I had slept well, so I did not feel like to stick to the bed any longer. I got up and saw my kids and husband in deep sleep. Did not want to wake the trio up, so was very careful while doing my own things. Stealthily got ready to go to the beach for a stroll. Now, the beach was only half a mile away, so it would not be difficult to reach there quickly, I thought to myself. The urge in me to go for a walk was so strong that I forgot that I was in the city where day does not start till it gets completely bright and sun starts to peep in all corners to tell people, please wake up. And for those who never slept at night, he would be telling them to go have some sleep. I got out of the room, crossed the pool area, reached the reception. Now I was standing at the gate with guards manning them. Exchanged pleasantries with the guard on the right side of the gate and ventured out of the resort. Lamp posts were shining bright as darkness was still holding grounds and not yet ready to let go. The moment I got out, I was startled by the voice of a taxi driver who was probably waiting for some passenger, as it must be his routine. "Taxi, ma'am," he said something else which I could not understand. I looked at him, gave my affirmative in no, and walked further towards the beach and farther from the hotel. Took the curve and saw some small joints open serving food. For a moment I was confused whether they had just opened or they were operating since night. I got the answer when I saw 3 girls dressed up as glamorously as they could and drinking outside one of the joints. The girls were dressed up to the occasion in their heels, looked glamorous and ready to be wooed. I felt terribly uncomfortable and underdressed. 3 beautiful girls drunk and enjoying themselves can't escape the eyes of any guys, as the norm is anywhere in the world. So the guys were not very far behind. They approached the girls and joined the girls after some little talk. I was not sure whether they knew each other already or they had just met. "None of your business, girl," I told myself and moved further. I had already started to feel uncomfortable and was not sure whether I did the right thing of not waiting for the day break, as it was still dark. Now in front of me was a wailing drunk guy who was drinking and crying his guts out, and 2 of his friends consoling him. Drinking makes people either happy or sad. Either way, they enjoy themselves, cause if they did not, they would never overdo it. But Goa boss, you have to try things, and it seems right too. Let go of yourself and see how far you can travel. I looked further ahead. I was not far from the sandy patch to put my feet into sand and start to balance myself, as sand tends to try and sink one down if one does not hold steady. I stopped and was talking to myself, trying to muster up courage to move further and meet the waves of the sea, as at this hour there might be strays around and might bark or pounce at the sight of strangers. I was gazing and trying to see what to do that I suddenly saw 3 guys staring at me and talking something. I was spooked. as I was not ready to fight back and never expected something like this to happen. In an instant, I saw all three of them riding the bike and getting ready to move, probably towards me. There was nobody in the close vicinity, and I would have to go up the road to reach the people and the food joints where people were to feel safe, if at all. I felt a scare and could not anticipate whether they thought I was available. They were trying to reach out and talk to me and see if I could go along with them. Or they were like any guys who would want to make a hit at the sight of a girl or a woman on a lonely, dark road. Why is it that even today a woman or a girl can't move about even at 5 o'clock in the morning without fear? Is walking alone in the morning hours a sin? Should I confront these guys? All this was crossing my mind, and I could not muster up the courage to confront those drunk guys as I was not sure how it would go. So in a jiffy, I turned around and tried to pace up to reach some human beings, as these guys did not look like some at that moment. While racing forward, I heard the squeaking sound of the brakes being applied. The scooty had stopped. I heard, "Piche se moti hai yaar. She's fat at the back." I quickly ran without thinking and crossed everything I had just crossed. Despite weight, I had really to run. And as I have been a fitness freak and an agile person always, rushed towards the hotel, reached the hotel, got inside the gate and stopped for a moment to breathe and talk to the guard. Asked him when the day would usually set in, and sat near the pool for the light to show, and then gear up to venture out to meet the sea, which always shows its both sides to the people, calm and serene one, aggressive and ruthless one. It's on us what we want to become. Whether we admire calmness and go near it or get afraid due to aggressiveness and stay away from exploring it further, our decisions decide the outcome of things in our lives. I have a viewpoint to make here. Eve teasing is not restricted to a particular area, but yes, the proportion may vary from place to place. In our society, though things are changing for better, a man is still to learn that a woman is not a commodity. She is to be respected, and she can't be approached in uncanny ways, and she can't just be approached at all at the times when she is most vulnerable, and can't adjust and trust the advances of a man, whosoever he may be. Keep talking and keep rocking, and please do tell me how did you like the story. Thanks a lot for hearing me out. I love you all for being there.